She's always been a strong woman, and I think I get most of my strength from her. Anything you throw at her, she always comes out on top, so I always admired that about her.
Sounds like she got a lot thrown at her.
Yeah.
You know, how old were you when you found out that she had cancer?
Well, the first time, I was probably about 9 years old, so I was fairly young. During that time, it was hard, but everybody was always remained positive, and even my mom throughout all the chemo and stuff she was going through, she was always strong for us.
The stunning thing that I read about, and you can amplify, is 8 aggressive rounds of chemotherapy, mm-hmm. and then it came back again.
Yeah.
A different kind of cancer.
I know for my mom, that's probably the hardest, because what she went through before, it was real hard on her. You kind of start doubting everything, you know? Luckily, they were able to catch it early, so it wasn't as bad as the first time.
But there was a third time, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Tell us about that one. I mean, that's a lot for any family to deal with.
Yeah, and they actually caught this one early, too. She actually developed some tumors in her brain, and this actually happened my rookie season while I was up here. And I remember getting the call from that. It was just like, wow, like, I'm all the way up here. We're going through a walkthrough over here, and we Black Friday before the game. And like, it was probably one of the hardest days because I'm thinking about how she's doing.
Did you play in that game, and how'd you play?
I think I got my first career fumble recovery there, so that was pretty cool. And it was a special moment. I ended up giving that football to my mom.
Vance hunting him down. Oh, the football out. It's on the ground. Coming up with a football, the Bears, Christian Jones. That ball was loose and there for the taking.
You're always smiling. That's why they gave you the nickname Cheese. But how serious did you take these 3 different episodes at various stages of your life? I mean, you maybe were scared you're gonna lose your mom before you turn the age of 10, then when you're in high school, and then, you know, as a grown man playing professional football.
It's real scary, especially that third time. Like, when you hear it came back again, and this time it's in her brain, it's like, wow, like, that was probably the most scared I've been in a very, very long time. It's crazy about life, man. Like, a lot of things get thrown at you. It's crazy how my mom, she just stays strong through everything, man. She runs her own business. She has an event planning business, and like, she did all of her chemotherapy and all that, and she got right back to work like nothing ever happened. So
do you take a cue from that and just do your job too, or was it difficult?
Yeah, that's why I say I feel like I get a lot of that from my mom. A lot of things been thrown at me, and I've been able to fight through it. But, you know, that's life, man. Everything gets thrown at you, but you got to keep pushing through and fighting.
Do you sometimes smile to stop from crying?
Yeah, I think so.
You've had some tough ones, haven't you? Some tough days. Has it helped you play football in a different way?
Most of the time I go out there and play, it's for my family. Especially my dad, who's been in the position I was in. He tells me about the things he went through when he was playing, and I try to take what he's telling me, and how my mom always tells me, Christian, like, you things are gonna be thrown at you, but you just gotta keep coming in and working hard. So I just try to instill those things in me and just go from there.